Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, it's me, Zoe.
It's me, Sophia.
And we are joined today in studio by our old dear friend, Tim. Do you want to use your last name?
Sure.
Lem.
Smith.
I like it when my last name is said by two different people, though.
That's double barrel names always double get two barrel, voices. Baby.
Smoking barrel. Oh, I meant to say smoking barrel?
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Do you like your name?
Do I like my name?
The double barrelness of it?
Yeah, I like referring to it as double barrel. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, well, let me start you off with this question.
But better than, do I like my name?
Do you cut the crust off?
Just answer the question.
No.
Okay, well, that tells us basically everything we need to know.
Do you like crust?
Get out of here.
Like any double kind barrel. Of crust or pizza crust?
All kinds and types of crust.
Any kind of crust.
Crust on toes. Crust. Toe crust.
Toe crust.
Ew.
Like toast
blue crust. Oh, never mind.
What's blue crust?
Is that it's a surf movie, but it's not about surfing. It's about
different kinds
breads.
Of crusts. Do you like crust? Do you eat crust? I've noticed that you don't eat crust.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I've seen you eat pizza.
I have an empty Tupperware in my bag right now that is evidence that I eat the crust.
You could have thrown it away. There's no evidence.
Is that technically really evidence? I don't. That's loose evidence.
Yeah.
Any empty space is the evidence of the absence of crust.
So your brain head is the evidence.
your brain head.
That went off without a hitch. Hello.
Hey!
Our theme today is highbrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and you know what just happened when we said that? Tim's brow is lifted.
That's true. The highest brow.
I've always noticed that when your brows lift, they're extremely high.
Yeah, it's the highest brow.
This is an intervention.
Get your brows in order, sir.
For those of you who don't know, I have acquired the definition for the word highbrow. It's an adjective. And it's technically derogatory, according to Merriam-Webster.
Also, didn't know that.
No.
We learned a lot.
One, scholarly or rarefied in taste. And two, innovatory art. Oh, never mind. That's not the there's no number two. use it in a sentence. Innovatory art had a small, mostly highbrow following. Do you think you're highbrow?
Yeah.
Wow. He just went there. We were expecting some pushback.
Now that I know the definition, yes.
Okay. You think you're a scholarly or rarefied in taste?
In all things.
Do you think you're an innovatory art also?
The word highbrow actually comes from the pseudoscience of phrenology and was originally simply a physical descriptor. So it's actually pretty...
Rude.
Rude and wrong.
The theme is
two
just completely
R's.
Wrong.
That's a double barrel R situation.
So it does have to do with your brow.
Yes.
It does. Technically, yes. In fact, yes.
Okay. We're going to take a phone call.
You don't know our caller, right?
Do I know them or do I know who it's going to be?
Both.
Yes and yes.
Okay. All right, darling.
Sorry.
We should have known there'd be infiltration.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, Keegan!
Hi!
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, fine.
We're in a
studio.
With no one else.
Just the two of us, wink, wink.
Just us gals.
We're not sitting here with your romantic partner.
Oh, my God.
Fessing up, we're here with your, do you go by boyfriend, girlfriend?
Do I go by both of those?
Or do you go to yes. Erodite and Eroditis?
We go by a lot of things.
Keegan, we have a question to start off. Did your boyfriend woo you with his wits or his brawn?
This is humiliating.
Oh, it's brawn, for sure.
Brawn?
Wow.
Yeah, Tuna, take off your shirt.
Oh, my shirt's been off, babe. You think I was going to come in here without my shirt on?
Keegan, our episode today is about the high brow, the low brow, the middle brow. Do you love a good high tea?
Oh, yeah, as much as the next guy, for
do you,
sure.
Do you like crust? Sorry, do you like crust on sandwiches to get back to the real important
oh,
question?
Oh, on sandwiches.
Oh, so much crust. Hell no, I don't. Is anybody in the right mind?
Do you regularly cut the crust off of your sandwiches?
Oh,
no,
that's what it's all about.
No, I never have, but I just discard them.
You like nibble around the inside perimeter and then you just
yeah.
I would
doink
say
them?
That you are extremely highbrow then.
That's almost future brow.
Is
yeah.
that more highbrow than cutting the crust off?
Nay.
To nibble in the interior and then discard?
Depending on your precision.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Your
right.
nibbling precision.
If you were all lords, what would your lordish name be?
Actually, oh. I think we should assign it for each other. Keegan, do Tim. Tim, yeah. do Keegan. I do you. You do me.
Okay. Fair. Mm.
Tim can start.
For
Keegan. Lord Keegan of...
Lord Keegan... Crest Nibbler.
Ooh.
Oh.
I guess she doesn't nibble the crust. She nibbles to the crust.
Okay, so
Lord Keegan to the crust nibbler.
To the crust.
Ooh.
That's kind of like a Vanden something or Vander something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like to the crust nibbler. Sort of how that translates.
Right, right.
Gorgeous and a bit Dutch is what
very,
I'm going
to
say.
Very, very Dutchy.
To the is Dutch.
Keegan to Tim.
Lord.
Don't you fuck this up.
Something to do with his like
brawn,
just my breathtaking brawn. Maybe just Lord LeBron.
Oh,
Lord LeBron.
Yeah.
Wow.
He liked that actually.
That's French, yeah. That's
oh,
French
I forgot.
For the brawn.
Sophia, do you have one for me?
Lord Sydney Zoe of Australia. I don't know. It just came to me.
I was also not basing it in reality at all, and I was just going with the vibe I got from you,
yeah.
which was Lord Sophia of Breckenwith.
Wow.
That was important.
We've done good work here.
Keegan, we have another final question for you.
Yeah, let on me.
Can you ask us a question about potato chips that is not a yes or no question? Anything you want. Can
Something
be weird.
Sh-boy-sh.
Can be freaky. Can be lord related.
It can be abstract.
Okay, a question. Just any old potato chip question, hey?
Yes.
If you... Okay. If you... had to consume an entire bag of chips that was the flavor of one part of your body, which would it be?
Like, wait, for example, like an arm
Hair.
Or a leg taste?
Like an arm or a leg or something a little
B.O.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I'll leave that in your court.
What would you eat?
Probably like
fart.
Like safe,
is a fart a part of
human,
the human
fart?
Body? Specifically, human fart.
Delicious body part.
good.
probably like a finger.
So the flavor of the finger.
Well, a finger contains different flavors, right?
Like, well, no, it's going to be a layered flavor of fingernail, bone, and flesh.
Right, and anything under the fingernail. It's part of your
precisely,
body.
Precisely, like old food. Old food, yeah. For sure.
Maybe the flavor of another chip. That would be more delicious.
Yes. The dust could still be on your fingertip.
I'd like to change my answer to Sophia's finger.
Oh! Well, you know it's going to taste good, sweetie. Okay, thank you for your generous question.
And your generous response to your own question.
Yeah. Lord Keegan of... what was Lord Keegan of?
I don't remember.
It was...
Of Eats the Crust a Lot.
Oh, Lord Keegan to the Crust Nibbler. To the Crust Nibbler.
Thank you, Lord Keegan of the Crust Nibbler. And good day to you.
Should we take our chips out?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to present the first bag. The first bag is going to be presented right now.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to use up her word count.
On the topic of highbrow, we wanted to choose two bags of chips that were a bit highbrow.
Oh.
Thematically.
Ooh, beautiful.
So our first bag are called spokes. Spokes in the first place to me, as the word reads highbrow.
It's sort of
what
technology
steampunk
advanced.
8-age
spokes, like a wheel spoke.
It's I think it's spoke like wheel, because also these are shaped like wheels.
True. Oh yeah, they do look like wheels.
And wheels are fancy.
Super high.
Wheels are the pinnacle of technology.
So they are pinnacles right. of technology chips that are shaped
they
like
are
wheels.
They are reinventing the wheel.
They are literally reinventing the wheel.
They haven't glamorized these chips at all on the cover. But don't judge a chip bag by its cover. That's what they say.
If we've never learned something, that's not it. Okay, and what's our next bag?
Zoe will pull it out.
Oh, yes, I will. We have Jackson's Honest, and what's more highbrow than an honest man? Purple heirloom potato chips made with nutrient-dense coconut oil. Okay.
Yep.
So should we pop these puppies open?
Absolutely.
Let's
I
start
love that
with
you
the
said...
Jackson's Honest. I can't
say.
Jackson's Honest. Have you ever heard of this brand before?
Never.
Me neither.
Where did you procure these chips? Am
these
I allowed
ones,
to ask that?
Absolutely. These ones were procured by my parents.
Ooh, that's highbrow.
San Francisco, but a year ago.
You're never going to believe where, and this might bring us back down to the lowbrow. They're from Crested Butt, Colorado.
No, they're not.
No, no. Are they?
Yes, 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 they are.
That is...
I can't find...
Noteworthy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That is noteworthy.
You think you
it might be Crested Butte.
I think you just revealed that you are lowbrow.
Highbrow.
Yeah. Do you want to open these up?
Absolutely. Purple heirloom.
These are stale, for 100% stale.
For 100%.
Really? Is there an expiry date on those?
No,
boys?
They just smell like... Every coconut chip smells like
this. It's a superfood, okay. So okay. It probably smells weird anyway.
It just smells like coconut oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can I smell?
Absolutely. I'd love for you to smell.
Oh, wow. Those smell really good.
My high school mascots were the Lords.
Were they actually?
Mm-hmm.
That is... Duke-alicious.
It is Duke-alicious.
Duke-alicious
deaf.
Duke-alicious deaf. Duke-alicious deaf, 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 deaf.
Wow. I was about to get in on that, but then I just let you guys have it.
First of all, I want to have the question in mind.
Yeah.
Which is, when you're eating these, think about which body part you would like them to be flavored as instead of this.
I'm going to go ahead and not think about that, and I'll think about that later.
Instead of this.
Well.
Not what body part they already taste like. Sorry.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
A beautiful amount of crunch.
A crusted amount of crunch.
Mm.
These are,
wow,
189% stale. And if you try to challenge me on that, I will rage. They are
and
stale.
I think they're still pretty Duke-licious.
Me too. I think they're pretty Duke-licious too.
And I think anything that from a crested butt should be Duke-licious.
I agree.
Yeah, right. Like, I want to be at the door of the factory just to receive it from the crested butt.
I want to be on the
it's
assembly line. Crested butt is in Colorado?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Can you open those spokes?
Yeah.
I need to get this crested butt flavor.
Can you
my
shut
mouth.
Up about the crested butt, she says? Okay, right. I'm opening the spokes.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The most delicate smell you've ever smelled.
Oh my God, it smells like how I actually imagine an angel's breath to smell.
Oh my God, an angel's butt.
Oh my God.
Wait, does that not smell like an angel's breath?
When they just had a meal, but their breath is never even getting bad.
A little garlic angels. Bread. Mm. A little garlic bread in an angel's mouth. Mm. And here we are.
Take like one.
An angel's garlic breath.
They're also gorgeous. They're a gorgeous chip.
I almost can't even smell them.
They're Duke-alicious.
We're Duke-alicious-ing, cheersing on these. Duke-alicious.
Cheers. They don't look edible.
But wow. My oh my, do they taste edible.
You know what they taste like? Cereal.
Their slogan is bye bye bad stuff, which I think is a great slogan.
They're really about the density of probably a quarter of a chip in one chip.
They're a little reminiscent of like shrimp chips.
Mm-hmm.
Without the shrimp.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving
just the chip.
I'm loving the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Salt is the best
Very
part.
Very delicate.
Properly rated as the best part of the chip.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let's get back to the body parts question.
Okay.
Keegan's answer was my finger.
Your finger.
Mm-hmm. My finger specifically.
Are we talking about your body?
No, we weren't, but she chose
she
that.
She went there, yeah.
That's what she went to.
Okay.
What would you want your chip flavor body part-wise to taste like? Or are you curious about?
The breath, but someone's just eaten something amazing like Starburst.
I think we need to discuss what we consider a body part. Because to me, the breath is...
The breath is a body part.
I guess the breath is the fart of the mouth. So if we're going to allow fart, we can allow breath.
Yeah,
that's true.
And you said BO earlier. So you're going for like things that the body is emitting as opposed
ethereal.
To like parts of the body.
Yeah.
Perfect. This is actually a really good conversation for our highbrow podcast because highbrow has its origin in the body as well.
That's exactly. True.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would you want yours eyebrow flavored?
Would you want
eyebrow or highbrow?
An arched eyebrow flavor.
I have been thinking about this question pretty seriously, and I guess I would say, like, what about tongue? Is that a good answer?
Tongue is a great answer.
I was actually going to say blood. Speaking of highbrow, have you ever had that blood sauce from that French restaurant?
What?
That's famous.
Isn't blood sauce just blood?
Can you explain what you're talking about?
There's this French restaurant that I...
In Toronto?
Remember. No, in Paris.
No. No, sweetie, it's in Paris.
Sorry, it's the highbrow episode? Yeah, it's going to be in Paris.
They do this blood sauce, and it's this one chef who's like really famous for his blood sauce, and it just tastes very bloody. It's delicious, though.
That Yeah, I did the just duck? Have some blood pudding in Montreal. That was amazing.
Ew. Ew on both fronts. Wait, you didn't say the flavor of what the body part.
Oh, yeah.
I said tongue.
Oh, yeah. Tongue. What okay, did you flaming tongue. I didn't say anything.
And I think... you meant you didn't say anything.
Excuse me, Tim. I would think I would do butt cheek because it would be fatty and like bacon.
Right. Although, like, bacon isn't made out of a pig's butt, I don't think.
So, I think you just have a thing with butt cheeks.
I just thought
it would definitely be fatty for sure.
Right.
But it might have, like, a little bit of a poo-poo flavor to it.
No, I wouldn't
Depends
go
Depends on
to
what part of the cheek you're going to.
Yeah, I wouldn't go close to the poo-poo
you're
hole.
You're going south.
Are you going
on the poop
close
cheeks.
To the crest of the bud?
I'm going north. And
I don't know where the crest of the bud is.
It's in Colorado.
Right, of course.
I made a little list of regular things that are trying to be highbrow.
Okay.
You want to weigh in on these?
This is great. This is just, like, overrated, underrated, properly rated. It's like, are these things actually highbrow?
Exactly. Quote-unquote hairline. Let me start over. Heirloom tomatoes.
What are we supposed to say?
Are they highbrow or not? I think
these
are highbrow.
Yes, they are.
They are highbrow. But you know what? Isn't it just a regular tomato?
Yes, and they're saying heirloom to make it sound more highbrow.
And make it $5.
So you're saying the tomato itself is just not highbrow, but calling it heirloom is highbrow.
Precisely, my lord.
In Montreal, they call them something like ancestral tomatoes.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds old, like these chips we're eating.
That sounds like those Jacksons which makes them highbrow, ancestral right? potatoes.
You're right. The older the chip, the older the tomato, the more fancy it is.
That's right. Aging makes things more highbrow in
general.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. Vintage cars. Highbrow?
I don't think I do consider those highbrow.
It's called lowbrow, Sweeney, because environment.
Oh, okay. Wow. The environment is so highbrow.
I went there. I got political.
The environment is so in right now. Are we against the concept of highbrow?
No.
We don't know.
Okay,
we don't
wait. Really I have know a question about your research about highbrow. Mm-hmm. Is the theory, and I don't want to get too deep into the murky phrenology territory.
Yes.
But was the theory that if you had a higher brow,
You had better taste.
You had better taste. You were of the upper class.
Yeah, you understood aesthetics better.
Wow. Do you think this ever manifested? I'm just thinking about this right now. In people drawing on their eyebrows higher than they were?
Yes. Well, that is a thing that people do.
In the Middle Ages.
In the Middle Ages, yeah.
The Middle Ages, yes.
They were trying to make them the High Ages.
Himalayan salt.
I bought a big thing of Himalayan pink salt from the dollar store, and it was in one of those giant like
grinders
yeah. And it broke after like a quarter of it was used. But I do want to go buy another one, so it's good. It's like planned obsolescence.
Totally. And salt definitely goes bad.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, you could just crack open that thing and just use the big salt.
I've been trying to crack it open. It's not easy. They don't make it easy.
Well, here's my best one. Shia LaBeouf went from middle brow Even Stevens to highbrow Art Houseman.
I hate Shia LaBeouf, so I'm probably not a good person.
I think that
but
Shia LaBeouf
is a great lord name.
For sure.
Lord LaBeouf.
Lord LaBeouf is
yeah.
a sexy
it's like
lord.
Lord LaBeouf and Lord LeBron would be like besties.
Yeah.
Right. Although you would hate that because you would hate to be
hate
friends
Shia
with
LaBeouf.
Lord LaBeouf.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wanted to be my friend, I would still be his friend because he's famous, but...
On the topic of things that have gone lowbrow, highbrow, mm-hmm. like Shia LaBeouf, mm. wanted to bring up lobsters as well. As they started as a peasant food, became highbrow.
People would hide their lobster shells.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they were ashamed.
And now they hang them proudly.
Gloriously. From their thongs.
On their thongs.
On their thongs, which are super highbrow, so.
just gorgeous, like, carcass necklaces.
You know, the puka shell necklace, it's evolved since the 20th
yes.
century. We're bringing it forward into the new millennium.
My question is, do you think the lobsters will ever go back to being lowbrow?
I thought you were going to say, do you think the lobsters are able to...
What?
Do you think the lobsters will ever just clue in and they'll just turn around and go back to the bottom of the ocean?
Don't they know? You just have to go deeper.
They're
just
not
go
getting
deeper,
smarter.
Get bigger, and take over the world.
What are things that have gone from lowbrow to highbrow and then
ribs.
Back down to low?
Oysters.
Ribs, I think.
You think that they were low, then they went high?
Ribs were low because you'd get like...
The dregs.
In the 1800s, you'd just buy them for your dog
mm-hmm.
to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became like cool sort of like BBQ mesquite rib life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to go with they're probably still not highbrow, but they're at least middlebrow. Mm-hmm.
If you think of a food menu... Ooh. A tenderloin is going to be the same price as ribs, probably.
Right.
Maybe that's not a good example, but...
I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Okay, get this.
Yeah.
Like, not a steak, but a version of a cut meat.
Filet mignon
might be the same price, or like $2 more expensive than ribs.
$2?
Wow, you've really
you did
examined
your research.
These food
yeah,
menus.
Yeah. No, I went into it. Yeah. I'm a... Inside job.
It's true. Like, you can gauge whether things are highbrow or not based on, like, if they are the same price as a tenderloin. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like the Big Mac index, but the tenderloin index. That's the tenderloin index is the highbrow version of the Big Mac index.
That's true.
Wow.
That,
oh,
no,
my God.
When you say you're a scientist.
Your mind and your eyebrows honestly just blew off
just
your
blew
head.
Just blew my brow.
She's a scientist. What do you feel about fascinators, generally speaking?
Fancy.
Would you wear one?
No. Hate them. Oh, but I do have that tiny little hat I love.
That is really considered.
I actually do have a tiny little hat that I'm obsessed with.
What is a fascinator?
Will you go to a British wedding?
Silence.
You guys don't know. Have I been to a British wedding?
No, I didn't ask you that. I said when you go to a British wedding.
Yeah, sorry. Why would you ask me a question? I'm just a guest on your podcast. I can leave.
If you wouldn't mind.
You wear a little fancy hat when you go to the wedding, and it's always kind of cocked like an eyebrow.
Oh, okay.
So your dad is British. I want to bring this full circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself inhabiting a British accent or saying Britishisms because of him?
Yeah. I find myself saying things that I didn't know. Well, like, okay, so Keegan always makes fun of me for saying it's pouring with rain outside.
Instead of it's pouring rain?
Yeah. Which I don't even know if that's a Britishism, but she says everyone in my family says it.
I think she's mentioned that to me.
Yeah,
too.
She really hates it.
That's just a Lem Smithism.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's pouring with rain.
So my dad.
It's pouring with rain, Paddington Bear.
London,
do you
England?
Guys consider yourselves good at doing British accents?
Oh my god, well, I guess we know what you think.
No, I know. This isn't related to what you guys were just doing, if those were supposed to be British accents. But my dad.
Shade thrown.
Like, has an accent that cannot be replicated by any human being.
Can you try to do it?
No, I can't.
Would you try? Okay, well, you know what we should do? We should call your dad and get him to say something. We don't have to do it now.
He's in, speaking of highbrow, Paris right now.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Excusez-moi.
Yeah.
Is he having blood juice
and
right
he's
now?
Wearing a lobster necklace.
Is he at the Blood Brothers restaurant?
Yes, he's currently drinking blood at a highbrow
restaurant. We didn't mention is that your dad is also a vampire.
Yeah. Actually, the vampire probably is the highest brow version of like the monster.
Oh my god, absolutely. The vampire is the absolutely most elegant monster there ever could be.
They love it's opera.
They love costume. They're kind of dandy.
They're fashionable.
They are a bit dandy. But that's not really like stiff competition if you're thinking of like werewolf, Frankenstein.
Well, no, but let's think of it. Ghost could also be, if you've got a Victorian
highbrow.
Ghost, it's
ooh,
getting a little highbrow.
Victorian.
You but have, that yeah, being said,
corsets.
Vampire is always going to take the cake because they have high collars
and
nice long nails and eyebrows.
Mostly the second one.
And nice long nails are really highbrow.
And they're always like kind of thin and elegant because they like have to only drink blood, yeah, which is hard to come by.
But think about all the Twilight figures.
And don't vampires most of the time wear like long capes? It's just a look. It's a highbrow
look.
True.
And they all live in castles, right?
That's right.
In Transylvania.
Yes, that's right.
Do you think that a lot of vampires eat like blood in different forms, or do they always just drink it directly from the
blood
neck?
Pudding?
They only consume it by blood pudding. That's a little known fact.
Yeah.
They always make it into a pudding first.
A sweet blood pudding.
Delicious sweet blood pudding. I have a question about vampires.
Please.
You come to the right place.
So, something I've never known about vampires. Are their offsprings automatically vampires, or do they have to be bitten to become vampires?
I wonder if you don't become sterile as a vampire.
Right. Well, they are very sexual figures. I think they are kind of like figures of repression.
They are. Yeah. They are.
Repression. I thought sexual liberation.
Of the vampire?
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Twilight?
Carnal.
That
carnal.
Is not
that's
about
true.
Sexual
they're
liberation.
Carnal. They're carnal, but they are repressed. They're because, and they're also sort of always like, vampires have an element of ennui.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think that the repression thing, it's sort of like something they kind of wear on their sleeve a little bit.
Yeah.
They're a little proud of it.
Yeah.
And they milk it and they use that to get invited in to your house so they can sap you of your blood.
Yes, that is true. Also using ennui. Very highbrow.
Extremely, extremely. Ennui is one of the most highbrow things in the world.
Sure. Ennui sure. And vampires.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that we have to choose the winner of our chips.
Oh, God, no.
Holy shit, already?
Yeah.
I mean, I already did it about 40 minutes ago.
Okay.
But.
So the winner is?
Or we're going to call it on three.
Three, two, one.
Spokes.
Jackson's honest.
Well, I mean, I still like the spokes better, but
really, I really didn't. Oh, I don't know if we got to this, but I didn't.
You
like
didn't
them.
Even like them.
They were like glossy. I don't like when a chip has a gloss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plastic.
So we need to all be in accordance. Are you just gonna?
Oh, we do
agree?
Have to be in.
Are you just gonna agree with
yeah.
us? Because you're the minority.
We'll,
and it would be highbrow if you to just
edit
take the
my
high
dissent
road.
Out.
Honestly, we'll eat your chip brains.
We'll eat your tongue and your fingers and your fart and your breath. Until you
unless
agree.
You agree.
And that's the way to end a highbrow episode, folks. Spokes is the winner. Cheers.
Spokes. There, you can edit that in. Spokes.
Spokes.
Delicious, glossy spokes.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers,
Sophia Lepage
and
Zoe Robertson.
And we're joined in studio today by the lovely highbrow guest,
Tim
Lim Smith. Our audio engineer today was
Deanna
Dee
Marana.
Our podcast was recorded at
Eggplant
Picture
and
Sound.
And
our theme song is by
Fez.
Stay tuned for some more spicy episodes. We're back, folks. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
this is so
you.
Fun.
We love you.
And
guys. Thank you to our caller, Keegan. Sorry, say that again.
I love you. Is that what you want me to say?
Yes.
I love you, guys.
We should say our caller today was...
1, 2, 3.
Keegan.
Crust Nibbler.
Oh, that's so fun.
That was fun. That was great.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.